recording. And then we can just get started. Like I said, it's not an official roll call needed. So however you want to start.
Okay. Well, sounds good.
You need to share your screen?
I will.
Okay.
I think I've been empowered to do that. So.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for following us over a couple different spots. So, so we took the feedback that we got from the task force, full task force meeting that was held recently and last week, and made some adjustments to the brand, which I'm going to share with you. And got to get to the right spot now. Okay, there we go. And we will go over some adjustments, and I think that you guys are going to like this. So is everyone seeing the screen now? Okay. So we incorporated the green that everyone was really jazzed about. We kept for the third ward, we kept that going, and made sure that we enhanced four and ward. We tried to make this look a little more dynamic. With kind of the tapered edges to the lines. Put U-City on there. We actually thought that was probably, you know, it was kind of an adjustment that we made as we were going along. Kind of making this try to look a little more true branding as opposed to like, you know, more of the political sign avenue, which we had talked about. Daniela had a really good idea about some icons, which we'll see here in a minute, but kind of giving that idea of, you know, we're doing this for a real place with a lot of variety in, you know, in the ward. So this is kind of our initial thought of the new adjusted brand. Going to scroll through a couple of other slides. This is how it would look on kind of this turquoisey aqua, I don't know, kind of a slate sort of color. That, yeah, with the white and the green being the accent color. I think that it pops really well at different sizes, as you can see on the poster. Probably my favorite view here is this particular t-shirt on the left that's kind of the cream color, but it uses both kind of the slate color and the green. And I just think that that really works well together, and it's still a two-color design, so it really, you know, it minimizes cost on, you know, printing things like t-shirts, etc. So here it is, just on a white background as well, with that kind of slate color and the green, and then some icons that, you know, certainly can be changed, but just some ideas that we could sort of scatter these throughout in doing the design. Different design elements on website or, you know, posters or whatever the case may be. As we're going through this process, we can, you know, kind of scatter it in for, you know, green space and parks and recreation, you know, housing, transportation, those types of things. So that is the idea that we've come up with at this point. So I'll be happy to open it up for some questions, and I can scroll around the different slides. I just want to get everyone's feedback now.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be too picky here. This green is a little off for me.
Okay.
I like the green, but this green seems just a tad bit off.
Okay.
And I know we were trying to get away from it looking like a political sign.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it still has that little feel to it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because it has the border around it or what. I don't know. I'll let others jump in.
Okay.
And then as far as pictures, you know, I like that. Could we throw some bikes in there, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because that's a thing that U-City is... trying to get into as well, being a bike area.
Other members of the yard team are way more enthusiastic about bikes than I am, but they are very enthusiastic. So there will be several people happy to hear that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go. I think it looks good. I think it looks less political than the first. I'm curious, is there a, I was thinking about the green too, and whether if it's too dark. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a bluish green maybe, or okay, or maybe there's some different shades of green that we can take a look at. Yeah. So I don't think it's like a grass green, but maybe something a bit brighter than than that green. Okay. On the last slide, I would like to see something that represents businesses, since we have businesses in the third ward and want to make sure that they're a part of the conversation too.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these are just kind of a starting point for conversation. And I mean, I could see us having, you know, 6, 7, 8. We could have many, many of these as we wander need. So I definitely have, I have bikes, businesses. I'm sure that we have like something that looks like a cute little storefront that would be represented. Some other thoughts on that? Some other icons that we might want to take a look at as well? And again, we can make adjustments as we go along too. We can always add one later, but do you think that we hit the mark as far as these four being up to represent like open space, recreation, mm-hmm, housing, transportation? Okay, cool.
Do we think playground represents the school as well? Or do we need an icon for school?
We can definitely come
since
up
with an icon. Since we have two schools in the third ward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, happy to come up with one for school. So, okay. Yeah, not a problem at all. Okay.
I had a quick question.
And as far as, I was going to say one last thing. As far as the border, maybe making I like the new border, but maybe making it thinner. Maybe that may help, Linda, you think?
That could be.
Okay.
Like around the forward phrase?
Yeah.
Line. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say I generally like it. I think the colors, I'm not like married to that green at all, but they feel very modern. But I can see it being like the green feeling like a little dark, but I think it does look modern. I think it looks like the line around there, how it's kind of tapered, like shows, that movement forward, like it feels different. It feels new. It feels like there is something, there's some progress with it. So I like that.
Okay. I think that one of the things that the designer was going for specifically was with this green being darker, being kind of forest color, is that he wanted to have white and another lighter color be able to show up against it well. So I think that that's why he went darker with that color, but I'm sure that he can make some adjustments to come up with something that would be, this kind of slate color is really kind of neutral. It shows up on white and on a dark. So what we can do is maybe have him adjust this from like a forest green to something maybe a little closer to Kelly, maybe just a little bit brighter.
I was gonna, kind of thinking about the color scheme comments. I do want to just be like, I guess a question I have is, there's mention about maybe trying a brighter green. And I think just thinking about the, we do need to have some contrasting colors to make it work. Just conceptually, I know it's hard to kind of visualize, but if we were to go for a brighter green, that would probably mean we need like a darker blue, maybe navy or something. Does that, does that sound like that would kind of look good to you guys trying to imagine it?
Or we might have to even like maybe go with something that would be, if we go with like a Kelly green, that we might have to really go, silver, or kind of like a maybe even like a pale yellow or something like that. We'd probably have to make sure that things could contrast. We'd have to make some adjustments there. So,
I was going to say, thanks for calling that out. I hadn't thought about that in terms of the four ward. And that's why the green is the color that it is. For me, I'm visual, so I would have to actually see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think there's an issue with maybe the forward being a little darker blue, maybe not dark as dark as the third and the. I don't know, let's see it and then we can look back at this too to see whether or not I know we're pressed with time, so whether we stick with this or go with something else, I would like to see different versions of it. Maybe that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
What are Clayton's colors? I'm just trying to think of like neighboring school districts, what their colors might be, just making sure that we avoid what those are. Like, I'm sure you guys can look that up when you're pulling new colors, but I know Kelly green can be used, or like a navy blue too. Often.
Now this is just something minor, you guys, so just in my head, not that we have to do it, but I was looking at the R and the W, if you can just connect them.
Yeah, I'll give that note to the designer.
Yeah, to really show that it's, you know, together.
Okay. Yeah, I can give that note to the designer. Absolutely.
That's just me talking. I don't know how anybody else feels about it.
There's a little difference in the angle that's here. So, I'll lean on the designer to say whether or not he feels like that's going to be, you know,
okay.
We'll have to start all over again with font and that sort of thing. But if that's something that he feels like can be done, then.
Yeah, if it's a big deal, don't worry about it.
Okay. No, I'll definitely give him that note. No problem. Okay. So, you know, one of the things too, Kelly green, trying to think about, you know, other colors that really offset with Kelly. I mean, usually if the green gets to be like Kelly, it's really almost like white, and then like it's kind of hard to find something that really contrasts with it well.
Well, you said somebody mentioned the yellow or a gold.
Yeah, we might have to do something along those lines. Would that be something that you guys would at least, you know, think about?
I would.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. Okay. And I know that we've done we've gone from like a kind of a paler yellow. We've also done like kind of like a slightly more mustard, you know, something that really is kind of modern and looks good. We've done that with some really fun colors that are brighter. So, okay.
Like, so you feel colors are blue and orange.
Blue and orange. Okay. Good deal. Yes. Okay. So any other thoughts? I mean, generally speaking, though, you think that we are much closer than we were, just a few tweaks, some colors, brighten it up, and then this particular art direction with some of the simple illustrations, you know, building that out a little bit, but you think that that's the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's starting to tell a story. It's not just a logo anymore. I think I'm hoping people will see this and see that what we're moving towards, and that's a community is what I'm seeing from the current image.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
I feel like especially if you had like a couple of people in there, this first one too, like the icons, it would really feel like people using this community.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. All right. So before I stop sharing my screen, any other thoughts or comments, or does anyone want me to scroll to another slide? Okay, hearing none. Stop sharing. Okay. Well, I have some notes. I'm glad to know that we are closer. And so I have some notes to give back to the designer. And we are looking at getting prepared for a meeting next Wednesday with city manager on the 2nd. What does everyone's calendar look like perhaps on the 31st? Do you think that maybe we could do something around this time on Monday, the 31st? Because we'll need to have an opportunity to get together and, you know that we're on the right path before we can talk to the city manager. So what does everyone's calendar look like for that time?
I'm good for Monday.
Yeah, I am as well.
Are we talking about evening?
Yeah, well, I mean, generally 5:30 again, St. Louis time, if that's okay with y'all. Okay. Brooke, I'm going to let you send out a calendar.
Okay.
So that way we can avoid the little delay. So, okay. Well, why don't we plan on that? Why don't we work on getting some things this tweaked out? And I know that our designer has another job or two that he's working on this week. But he'll be able to get this done kind of end of the week. And then we'll be ready for Monday. We'll get together and I know it'll be perfect next Monday evening. And then we'll be ready to go for next Wednesday, fingers crossed. So, okay, good.
Hi.
Good. So we kept you to about 20, 25 minutes. That's what we were hoping to do.
Christina, let them know I'm on my way.